Antonio López de Santillana by Alan Victor. Where I grew up. I was born in February 21, 1794, Jalapa, Mexico. I became a military captain and was elected president in 1833. I was known for my efforts in staving of Spain's attempt to recapture the country. I was later involved in conflict with France and the U.S., including the secession of Texas, and I was seen as responsible for much of Mexico's turmoil. Texas Rebellion at Coahuila. In 1813, my unit was sent to Coahuila, Texas, to suppress a rebellion there. They brutally put down the rebellion and killed all prisoners. Word of Mexican brutality spread throughout the Texas region. Over the coming years, I continued to rise in power to the very top. By 1821, I was promoted to LT Colonel and then Colonel by the Spanish Viceroy. Presidente. In 1832, I raised an army and overthrew the government. Then, pretending I had an illness, I returned home to Jalapa to wait for the 1833 presidential election. Knew that I was the logical choice to govern the troubled land, for I was the most popular and powerful man in the country. I won the presidency in 1833, but I had little interest in governing once again. I pretended to be ill and dropped out of the public view. Then in 1834, I returned to presidency Zacatecas to suppress another revolt in Maine. Battle of the Alamo, March 6, 1836. After a heavy bombardment of the Alamo by cannon fire, the Mexicans under I stormed the Alamo on the morning of March 6, 1836. About 1,800 assault troops advanced to range, but concentrated cannon and rifle fire from the Alamo walls caused the Mexican soldiers to halt and reform. Then we continued to drive forward. Cole Travis among the first to die in Worthy. They withdrew the dim rooms of the long barracks. There's some of the bloodiest Texans survived the battle. True to form, I ordered their execution. Currently, 189 defenders appear on the official list, but again, ongoing research may increase the final tally to as many as 257. Down but not out. I was down but not out. In 1838, a ludicrous skirmish took place which became known as the Pastry War. A French baker in Mexico City claimed his shop had been looted and damaged, was trying to compensation from the Mexican government. I was baked up by the French government, which was trying to pressure Mexico in trade agreement, and the bombardment of Veracruz engagement. Okay, though a body part may have been lost, honor was regained, employing his skills at self-promotion to the hilt. He became the hero of Veracruz and the San Jacinto, the vehicle was forgotten. How I died. Though I never again regained power, I was allowed to return to Mexico in 1974. The first thing I did was to demand a large pension on grounds of past services to the nation. In refusing the petition, the government must have felt like that mythical judge who hears the appeal of the orphan who has killed my parents. Since I spent last 3 years living on the bounty of his son-in-law, I died on July 20, 1876.